For example, rupa ayatana, see? If we don't know what it is rupa, how can we know about the rising and falling away of what? Of rupa ayatana, sattha ayatana, or khana ayatana, see? There must be each quality of rupa.
Right. I think we understand rupas through the different doorways, but I thought we were encouraged to understand rupa as rupa.
When?
And not as nama, rather than rupa as visible object, as sound. Yeah.
So it's just the word rupa. If it doesn't have the characteristic that it can be perceived through eye sense or eye base or ear base, right?
Just rupa, yeah.
Just rupa. What kind of rupa?
You mean the common character?
The common denominator.
It means that everyone understands the characteristics of rupa already, that it cannot experience anything. Because if one asks the other who does not listen to Dhamma at all, whether sound is nama or rupa, they will say nama. Mm-hmm. See? Because they don't know.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm not talking about the persons who don't know.
Those who do not study don't know.
Right.
For those who know, no need to say.
Yeah, that's true.
What is the common denominator between visible objects, sound, smell, taste, hardness and softness?
Different tattoo.
Is that
yes.
a common denominator?
According to the 18 tattoo.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. But say we're talking about just the distinction between nama and rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Nama is the reality that experiences an object. Rupa is the rest, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing in common between the different rupas. No common characteristic.
How many
for
are
rupa.
There? How many types of rupa?
According to the book.
Or reality? Or just book?
The question, how many are there, is not what I'd be able to answer from my own direct experience.
What about
of
the
course.
Seven rupas?
The Kojura rupas. I've got a fair idea about them, yeah.
Meaning they're the ones that can be experienced
through the five senses. Yeah, there are seven of them.
Seven? Right. Through the hardness,
softness, cold. Is it wrong to say that rupa cannot experience an object?
No, it's not wrong.
It's just that we're looking for another definition, perhaps, that defines rupa in terms of.
For those who know what rupa is, but for those who do not know what rupa is.
Because the definition we're using it when comparing it to nama.
What about your definition about rupa?
Yeah.
Please say it again.
Subject to change.
Subject to change. What is it? Subject to change.
Well, nama is a subject to change too.
So?
It doesn't mean much to me.
I think that in order to help people who cannot understand rupa, to know that rupa is that which changed from today and 10 years later, and that they could say that that is rupa, not the nama.
Yes, that's true.
But they cannot understand the different aspect as the one can experience an object and the other cannot.
Rupa can be perceived, it does not perceive.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So which one can condition the understanding of the characteristic of rupa and nama? If we just say that subject to change.
Yeah, but I'm just...
Followed the book?
Yeah, just followed.
So we understand why it's said like that, to help people to understand roughly about what rupa is.
Yes.
Old, new.
I suppose you'd say it's a very technical definition, but it's not very helpful in terms of coming to an understanding of the difference between nama and rupa.
For example, if the question is, what subject to change?
Impression.
You can ask anybody, and what is the answer?
That doesn't clarify what it
is. No, I agree with that.
That's why when we read Tipitaka, we should read with understanding in what way it's explained by way of helping the others to understand widely about what rupa is.
I'm just wondering if there's anything about that subject to change or oppression that would help us understand even a bit further about rupas. In addition to the definition as that which does not experience.
What sankhara dhamma is not subject to change?
Don't quite know how to answer that because in a sense, the characteristic of a given Dhamma is always the same. Like the characteristic of hardness, for example, mm-hmm. is always the same. The characteristic of seeing is always the same.
And what about the words or conditioned Dhammas? Anicchang, dukkhang, anatta.
That is going on to refer to the characteristics, isn't it? The lakkhana, tilakkhana.
So each sankhara dhamma is subject to change.
The same, you say, what sankhara dhamma is not subject to change, none.
And some Thai also argue this point, because they say that it's not said that rupa is that reality which cannot experience anything. But they forget about other place where it said anaramana.
Anaramana.
It cannot experience.
It's
like yeah.
It is said
they just stick to this word.
Yes.
What about the other meaning?
The rupas that can't be experienced, is that what you're...
No, rupas are elsewhere described as not experiencing an object.
Anaramana.
Anaramana. But people don't know about that. They just keep coming back to this definition of a subject to change. So they have a different concept of what a rupa is. So what do they think rupa is in that case?
Different from what I say.
Right.
And they enjoy reading by themselves, so they keep on reading, and I appreciate that phrase very much, but they don't know that they don't understand it.
Right, that still doesn't help them understand that.
I mean, even when one read in the beginning that noun and rupa, mental and physical, did one have any understanding that visible object is rupa, or seeing is nama, does one appreciate it at all?